Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
News release from Safeguard Defenders in Spain today, and the headline is Patrol and Persuade. It's about an international network between China and European nations, including Italy, and concerning so-called Chinese police stations in those nations. We have them here in Canada as well, and we're going to talk to our guest about both the situation in Europe and the situation in this country. Laura Harth is campaign director for Safeguard Defenders, and they monitor Chinese open source documentation and have identified four different police jurisdictions in China's Ministry of Public Security, active in at least 53 countries. That's a lot of countries and a lot of police stations. Laura, thank you for joining us. What surprises me, it really, really surprised me, is that in European countries, the national governments are quite often cooperatively working with China and those Chinese police stations. What's the story?
Mm-hmm. Well, hi, Roy, and thank you for having me. So there's various parts to the story. Obviously, you cited the CNN exclusive on it that came out this morning, and happy to announce that the full report will be available soon on Safeguard Defenders website. So obviously inviting all listeners to go and have a look at it tomorrow morning. Also for novelties regarding Canada, where obviously our previous report from September has been taken very serious by the government, by law enforcement, members of parliament, and media. So thank you for that. Now, coming to your question, what's the situation in Europe? I wouldn't go as far as say that we have concrete evidence at this point that the European authorities, at least in a number of countries, actively worked with these stations. That is still an open question. There is definitely some evidence that points to that possibly, or that points at least to an naivete in treating, in dealing with these kind of issues. What is very clear from what we describe in the report that will be out shortly is that the kind of bilateral cooperation agreements with the Ministry of Public Security in China or for other countries such as Australia with the Central Commission for Disciplinary Inspection may well have played and continue to play a big role in these transnational repression and policing efforts that the CCP is mounting around the world.
What can you tell us, Laura, about the situation in Canada with the Chinese police stations? And they're, for the most part, in the Greater Toronto area. But what can you tell us about what's going on?
So I can't go into too much detail on the new report, but I don't think it will come as a surprise to anyone that we did find more stations, including in Canada. Among the 48 newly identified ones, these include stations by public security bureaus from counties that we had not previously identified in our September report. Now, I don't think the situation in Canada is very different from other countries where there's big Chinese overseas communities, people that for various reasons have left China over the years, and which we know the Chinese Communist Party seeks to control in every manner, including through these kind of persuasion to return operations using harassment, threats, detention, intimidation of family members back home, or directly intimidating a target abroad to force them to return to China against their will. We've long reported, and other human rights organizations, activists themselves from the communities have long reported on these kind of threats and harassment operations being carried out against them, often by people linked to the United Front Work Department that is controlled by the Chinese Communist Party, which we know is active around the world and which obviously is closely tied to these overseas police service stations. So I wouldn't say that the situation in Canada per se is so different from what the CCP is trying to do anywhere in the world. But for sure, the Canadian government, as many governments around the world, have too long been lacking in looking into this, in finding an adequate response to this very, very real domestic threat that is heavily impacting freedoms and fundamental rights of people in Canada as around the world.
Yeah, you know, when 53 countries are involved, and I completely appreciate that you can't tell us about the report, which isn't out yet. This is a news release we were talking about. But China has claimed its police stations are there only to assist Chinese citizens or expats in obtaining documentation like a driver's license. And the locations, they say, were established during COVID to assist Chinese citizens stranded overseas. That's in your news release. That's what consulates and embassies are for. And to persuade citizens or expats to go back to China with their families there threatened if you don't go. That is something that each individual government has to review and be responsible for. And I thank you for the work that you do at Safeguard Defenders. I look forward to reading the report. To remind us, please, what the website is.
So the website is safeguarddefenders.com, and the report should be up shortly after midnight in Europe tonight. So that's about 6 p.m. Canadian time.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
Three nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.